You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby.
Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca, in Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the ancestral and traditional territories and local Indigenous communities across Turtle Island from which this session broadcasts out of. By doing so, I honor the Indigenous ancestors and stewards of the land and speak to our personal and social relationship with it. I want to recognize that these sessions are heard across treaty lands, steeped in rich Indigenous history, and home to many First Nation, Métis, and Inuit peoples today. I offer gratitude and respect. In addition, I would like to acknowledge that the majority of the musical styles featured originated from adapting elements of Black culture, originally crafted under circumstances of racial oppression over centuries past and in the present time. I would like to offer thanks to the BIPOC community for their too often dismissed and uncredited contributions to today's popular, alternative, and experimental music spheres. Let us begin show 321, Field of Flowers.
Thanks.
Hello, 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 my good sentries. Welcome to today's new session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. We began today's session with a new artist called TP Dutch Kiss. They are the solo moniker of LA-based producer Spencer Hartling. Reading a bit about this new music he just released on Leaving Records, the record being called High Functioning, his debut full-length album, out now on Leaving Records, is a probing 11-track collection teetering between jittery beats and experimental songwriting, imaginatively high-functioning, but also just functioning while high. It turns to an array of unorthodox recording techniques to build melody into the very structures of dance music. It straddles. High Functioning works it all out, breaking through to a new place of earnestness. The song we heard from TP Dutch Kiss from this new album was called Song for Ogneya. For our first grand set, we will have music by Andy Loebs, John Hopkins, Nitsky, and Tiger Bomb. For this first grand set, another new artist, Andy Loebs. Philadelphia-based producer and multi-instrumentalist Andy Loebs returns to Orange Milk Records with the new album, Cercopithecoid, spanning across many genres and forms with delicate compositions, MIDI prog rock, ASMR textures, and festival-style EDM pop. Crafted in meticulously arranged over a span of 3 years, this is Loeb's most realized work to date. So let me try again. The new album is called Cercopithecoid. It's released on Orange Milk Records. We'll be listening to the last track on the album called Music Festival. Here's Andy Loebs for our first grand set here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Oh, This is Joe Derone of Suit of Lights, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
For that grand set, we began with Andy Loebs with Music Festival from his new album, Circopethecoid, on Orange Milk Records. Then we return to John Hopkins. This is like one of my go-to favorite albums at the moment. Just it's such a great introspective vibe going back to his new album, Ritual. And it again, it's worth listening to it all the way through because it's all continuous evolution. We heard part five, one of my favorites from the album called Evocation. I finally got to listen to Nitsky's newest album from back in 2023. For those who don't know, Nitsky is a Japanese-based vocalist, songwriter, and producer, based actually in Kyoto. They released back in 2023 the second album, Kala, a unified statement of her musical vision at this point in her development, with all new songs melding her breathy and intimate voice, singing in Japanese and English, with organic acoustic sounds and distinctive electronic colors. We heard the track, the namesake of this grand, this observational session, Field of Flowers. And finally, we listened to Tiger Bomb, another bring back from the last couple sessions. We got to listen from their self-titled album from 2022 and the track Golden Repair. We are getting actually pretty close a few days from now from this session, this coming Thursday, November 28th in Toronto at St. Anne's Parish Hall at 651 Dufferin Street. They'll be performing alongside Jordy Gordon in BB Club. You can find the tickets, and it's also an online all ages show, the tickets on dice.fm. And speaking of Jordy Gordon, I decided, due to this upcoming show this Thursday, we'll go back to his 2023 album Tambourine. So to start off this second grand set, which also includes aerialists Rosalie Cunningham and Bay Cassidy, we'll begin by hearing Heart Murmur by Jordy Gordon from Tambourine here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Child into a man.